Welcome to the Yours Faithfully podcast, a product of the Yours Faithfully Ministries. This podcast series is dedicated to making the truth of Jesus Christ relevant to our daily lives.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Yours Faithfully podcast. It is episode 4, I believe. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit. We've got a lot going on, and this week we're bringing up spiritual warfare. So,
dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it should be interesting. But before we get started, hey, who are you guys?
Yeah, I'm Melissa Duell. And today has been the most perfect fall day. It's perfect. You know what my favorite thing to do in fall is? Take a hike.
We don't want you to take a hike right now.
Well, that would probably be my least favorite thing to do. Look at the fall colors, and I was really enjoying the sumac on my drive down today. Reese Werner, and who are you?
Who am I? I'm Jill Gibbs. My favorite thing about fall is the leaves. I have to say it's true. The cool, crisp night, turning the colors, it's gorgeous. So we hope you are all enjoying fall wherever you are as you listen to us. We hope you have that warm cup of coffee if you want it. We might be a little lacking in caffeine right now, but we'll make up for it in fun. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit. So this is all leading up to our fall retreat, which is in a few weeks.
November 6th through 8th.
If you have questions, you can check out our Facebook page or message Reese there, or any one of us. We can fill you in. And the retreat's all about
connecting, community, women coming together and growing deeper in faith.
Our theme this year is access to power.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we always have testimony time sort of at the end. And it happened to be my daughter shared about how she was coming to realize that the transforming power of Christ is so near. We just need to access it. And a theme was born. Thank you, Becca.
Absolutely. And we've talked about surrendering to the Holy Spirit and utilizing it and building on those relationships with it. And this week, we're tackling a topic that we actually personally struggled with. We talked a lot amongst the three of us about how to introduce this, because one 25-minute podcast is probably not enough to cover off on spiritual warfare.
For sure.
But we really believe it's important. So before we really jump into this, let's talk a little bit more about the Holy Spirit. Let's just cover off on that. So Reese, when we talk about this deeply personal relationship we have with the Holy Spirit, and it's seeking that intimacy. How you seek God might be the same, and I have that kind of an air quotes here, as me, right? We're both praying about it, we're both seeking scripture, but ultimately God's will for our lives could be vastly different, right?
Absolutely. Just as many personalities and body types and whatever there are in the world, there are spiritual giftings and tasks to be done. Our God is a creative God, and infinitely so. So it stands to reason that he has a job description, and also has provided the skills to do that job for each person, and maybe similar to some others, but it's uniquely you, and the Holy Spirit is the way we tap into what that is and what that means for our lives, and the Holy Spirit encourages and grows us in that relationship of what God has uniquely called each of us to do.
Yeah, Melissa, you had said something about it increasing, right? And how you want to increase with the Spirit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's always more of God. There's always more for us. God is always calling us to more relationship, revealing more to us, more connection. And so sometimes it's on us to say, okay, God, increase my capacity to hold your presence, to hold the Holy Spirit. And to be filled with that. It's like if you think about a balloon, and the more air that you blow into the balloon, the bigger the balloon becomes, right? So God increased my capacity to hold the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. So,
and knowing that we're all in a different stage of the journey. I mean, again, some are just starting out and just realizing that, oh, you mean there's a Holy Spirit? And then others are deeply connected, and everyone, no matter which step of the journey you're on, can take that next step of surrender, can take that next step toward a deeper connection. Our God is fathomless.
And so one of the hardest parts come is when we to come to us is that when we choose to start living out those callings.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Right. Yes. You know, yes. Last podcast we talked about surrender, and it was not by accident that surrender came before the topic of spiritual warfare, right? And I think about it like this. Surrender is like finally getting into the sailboat. Okay, you're going to take a journey, you're going to go on a sail. I don't know if you've ever been, if either of you've ever been sailing. My dad's done a little bit of sailing. Red Rock has a, used to have a sailboat, and you got to have the right wind, and there's a little bit of trick to getting it back and forth, right? But I think about if you're going to take a sailboat out in the ocean, and that first step is that surrender. Okay, I'm going to step out into this sailboat, and I'm willing to take this journey. But then if I'm going to take a journey on a sailboat, I better be prepared.
Yes.
For the conditions, right? I know there's going to be big waves. I better be prepared to handle them. I better have my craft be ready and prepared for when those big waves come. Or what about when it's so hot and there's no wind at all and I can't get my little ship to move, right? Like, so talking about spiritual warfare is like stepping, now we've stepped beyond surrender and knowing that in life, right, that this broken world that we find ourselves in, we need to be prepared for the journey, which involves conditions that are going to oppose us.
Right.
Right. And there's things that
wind and storms, yeah.
Wind and storms, right? Food, no wind. There's so many things there. So life things get in the way to our callings, right?
Yes.
If I am called to be a missionary, we were talking about our missionary friends. There are things that can get in the way. It could be financing. It could be finding the right location. It could be a global pandemic that doesn't allow you to go. There are things out there. But then there's the other side of this. And this is what we want to talk about. Not just the things of this world, but that those spiritual things that can also work against us, right? So if someone were to define, Reese, if you want to take a shot, what is spiritual warfare in kind of layman's terms?
Spiritual warfare is, first and foremost, acknowledging that there is a spirit realm. I mean, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit, and it just stands to reason that if there's a Holy Spirit, that means there is maybe an unholy spirit. There is a spirit realm, a place that we can't see or touch, but it's real. And we know from Scripture and from our own personal experience, if we're honest, that there is an evil spirit as well. And that evil spirit is not terribly fond of God or his children. That would be us. And so we didn't feel right about just talking about the Holy Spirit and inviting you to take the next step towards a deeper connection with the Spirit, because someone's not going to be very happy about that. And there might be things that come into your life to try and detract you or to convince you it's not real, or whatever it is, and the big and small ways to stop you from getting closer. Because there is the reality of a spiritual battle. If you just think about it as warfare, it's just done in a dimension or a place or whatever metaphysical thing you want to talk about that we can't see or touch. But it's therefore where Scripture has many, many stories.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Scripture is not shy to point out the fact that there's a spiritual realm. In fact,
absolutely
I would say
not.
That more in our Western thinking, we've walked away from spiritual thinking more than would have been in the context in the day and time that most of Scripture was written. And so, you know, there's all kinds of scriptures that talk about the experience of encountering Satan or that opposition. You know, Satan actually means the accuser, right? The one who accuses us. So that opposition to what God is doing, right? We face that. We see several examples of that. One of them is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 17 through 19, which say this: "Dear brothers and sisters," this is Paul talking to the church of Thessalonica, "after we were separated from you for a little while, though our hearts never really left you," we were there with you in spirit. Exactly. "We tried very hard to come back because of our intense longing to see you." You know, we loved you. We longed to be with those that we love, right? "We wanted very much to come to you, and I, Paul, tried again and again, but Satan prevented us." Satan prevented us. "After all, what gives us hope and joy and what will be our proud reward and crown as we stand before our Lord Jesus Christ when he returns, it is going to be you. Yes, we are very proud and we have a lot of joy for you," right? And I find it interesting that Paul doesn't give a specific about what it is and how Satan stops him. He just acknowledges that the force the spiritual realm, right? The force of spiritual warfare gets in his way. And when we look at the Gospels, there's all kinds of interactions that Jesus has with people who have been influenced or whose lives really have been ruined and destroyed by spiritual forces, right? He's casting out demons from people's lives. And so, you know, scripture is not shy about the fact that there's a spiritual realm. And Maurice, you kind of said the unholy spirit, right? I mean, if you think about spirit, we're spiritual beings and we dwell in a spiritual realm, though we are here in a physical earth, then there is but one spirit that is holy, right? And that's God. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about the Holy Spirit, we're talking about the spirit of the God who is holy.
Right. And we know, I mean, we're talking about Paul and we're talking about some other examples. Jesus himself went through spiritual warfare.
Yes.
Right?
Many times, actually.
We believe, and we have affirmed this time and again, we believe that Jesus lived and died. So if he lived and died, we know the stories about him are true.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so we know even the Son of God, Son of God experienced this as well. And so there is some comfort actually in knowing that this isn't new to the world, that God is with us and God covers us, right? Mm-hmm. That we were talking a little bit about that. We're protected, but we're not exempt.
Mm. Yeah.
Perfect. That's good. Perfectly stated. Yes. The good news is God wins and therefore we win.
Right.
If we hold fast to the hope to which we've been called, which is Christ Jesus and his return. Absolutely.
I think what's interesting here is that spiritual warfare isn't going to look the same for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right.
Or even regionally.
Right.
We here in the West, you know, Satan kind of comes at us through affluence and the laissez-faire attitude. What's the word?
I don't know, but pop culture and in so many ways, right? Our content, our providence.
Of St. Paul's School of Theology always says, here in America, we are the victims of our affluence.
Yes.
Right.
Affluenza. apathy. Apathy was the word I was after. He comes at us with apathy and self-sufficiency and many other less obvious ways, but from the pit of hell, just the same as straight up demon possession that I know our brothers and sisters in Africa deal with. Not that that doesn't happen here. For sure it does. It's just not as prevalent on its face. It's not as blatant where Satan can, you know, run rampant in other places and just be, you know, the hideous caricature that we think of with demons and demon possession and all those things that are crazy to talk about, but they are so, so real. But again, just as there are different spiritual gifts and different, you know, levels of spirituality in your journey, it's the same on the evil side. He will come at Jill, you know, a different way than he would come after me.
And we said that what we're called to do also makes a difference too.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right. So those of us are pastors and our leaders, those that go headlong into ministry such as trafficking, the darkness is there and really working against them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stepping into different kinds, you know, different levels of darkness in different places, you're gonna experience a different level and a different place of spiritual warfare, right? And you know, scripture is pretty clear that Christ is coming.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't happened yet, right? Mm-hmm. And so until that day when Christ comes and rules, Satan still has some free will here. And so
he's the prince of the power of the air. It's his realm right now.
It is his realm. In fact, I was just reading that somewhere, that the verse that talks about this is, you know, he has some dominion here mm-hmm. for a time. Yeah, it's for a time. But with that, when we talk about spiritual warfare, we're sort of talking not necessarily two categories, but we can look at it in sort of a global sense and we can look at it in a personal sense, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So we see evils of this world and often we scratch our heads and we go, why, right? Well, it's because there's a spiritual realm at work in global things. We look at things like sex trafficking or human trafficking in general, or just, you know, terrorism or big
drugs,
you know, big things. And there's a spiritual aspect to some of those things happening. And so there's sort of the global, right? Like, and as Christians in general, we are called to stand up against these evils, right? Like we get to do something about that. That's part of what we get to do with intercession and with walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, is that we get to say, nah, not on our time, not on our dime. And we get to come in knowing that Christ is victorious in these things. And so we can work against those. But then at the same time, we have a personal, you know, experience, because, and just as Reese was saying earlier, you know, we have different gifts and different wirings. And so then it becomes a personal journey of how we experience spiritual warfare as well. You know, I was saying earlier, I think one of the things that Satan does the most readily and the most easily is to simply just never let us get far enough to see what God might be doing in our lives.
Right. Sure.
Keep us too busy or self-focused or, you know, tired.
Yeah.
Just running from this thing to that thing, and it just keeps us distracted.
It's sort of like running on a hamster wheel, not really getting anywhere.
Well, when we hear, he's the Prince of Lies, right? For me personally, all he has to do is whisper one lie in my ear that I believe, and I run with it, right? Like this world reinforces it. This side of heaven, everything is sinful. Right. And so he doesn't have to work that hard sometimes. So we have to be careful to know that what he's doing versus, hey, it's just a bad day in the life of Jill. Right.
Right.
But there are different ways and different tools for each one of us, because we all each have our own vulnerability that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might be just silencing me. Maybe I don't speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't reach out to somebody thinking, they don't really want to hear from me, when that's exactly what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or maybe I just had a bad day, but I shouldn't give him credit where credit isn't due, too. Right? Like this is
not Satan's not hiding under every rock,
right?
For sure,
right?
But you have to. I mean, there's acknowledging that the spiritual realm is real, that we have an adversary. There is an opponent, and to summarize the opponent, we talk, the angel of light, or the deceiver, the father of lies, and all of that. But just, he hates everything that God is about. So if it doesn't look like God, then it's probably the other guy, because there's only two choices. There's no middle ground, except for the fallen creation we live in, I suppose, natural disasters and whatnot. But his whole MO, Satan, is the will to undo. It's chaos, it's disorder, it's fear, that will to undo that which God has been trying to build. But again, as a believer, we do not fear these things. Because again,
we have victory.
Spoiler alert, we win.
Yeah.
God wins. Jesus comes back and takes care of business. But until then, we need to figure out on our own how to employ the gifts of the Spirit and the defenses that are scripturally based, the putting on the full armor of God and all of those things to protect ourselves, because it's real. And we don't do it from a sense of fear. We do it from a strength through... I don't try to think of a military reference, but like the missile defense shield,
right.
We deploy that, not because, we're fearful, but because we want to be prepared if it happens.
And because we're aware, right?
Aware.
The scripture tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound thinking, a sound mind, right?
Right.
Like, so it's not that we have to step out in this and now all of a sudden everything is Satan and, we're afraid. It's that we're aware, and now we can, step in a deeper faith by the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing that we're covered. I loved how you said that earlier, Jill. We're covered, and we get to walk in the victory. But if we don't acknowledge it either, right, then sometimes we can get tripped up on ourselves. And so there is that aspect of when we engage with the power of the Holy Spirit, we also know that we get to walk in victory over anything that would come against us.
We're not alone.
No.
So first of all, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit, which we have with us always, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, the fact that I can pick up the phone and text a friend, call somebody and say, hey, I don't think things are going very well. This is true just for normal everyday life. We should not isolate ourselves. If you're having a hard time, don't sit quietly in yourself, right? Don't just have the conversation in your head,
mm-hmm.
because then you feed yourself, right? Like, and there's lots of material out there why that's bad. But when we get into the spiritual conversation, if we reinforce those attacks that are against us by ourselves, we get lost, right? So don't isolate yourself. I think that's one of the messages here. We want to make sure that you know that no matter if it's life, if it's spiritual, whatever it is, we're here for you, right? And we're praying for you too. That's actually one of the really important parts of this. You mentioned, somebody mentioned Ephesians, right? The armor of God.
Yes, Ephesians 6.
Yeah, 6, 10 through 20, right? This is, sometimes somebody has said to me, oh, it's overquoted, but it's so powerful. Right? Like we have so many tools at our disposal, not just to go to battle, but to get up and go about our day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So how do you activate those things in your life? When we look at the spiritual armor, when we talk about Ephesians, how do you activate that in your daily life?
You know, in the past couple podcasts, we've talked about how the Holy Spirit feels like that vapor, right? Like it's a little harder for us to grasp sometimes because it's not tangible. And I love Ephesians 6:10 because it gives us something tangible, right? It goes through each specific armor piece. And if we can kind of physically, for a while I've been doing this, you know, when I first wake up, I've been physically like touching the different parts of where those pieces of armor would go. And I've been talking about, okay, I'm going to hold up my shield of faith. I'm going to put on, you know, the helmet of salvation. I'm going to put on each of these pieces. It's just a very physical reminder that God is doing these things in the spiritual realm, that the Holy Spirit is working these things in the spiritual realm.
Yeah, and it's so important too. We know that we should every day start our day with God. Sometimes I'm good at this. Sometimes I'm not. Melissa said last week or the week before that, you know, how much better her day goes when she starts that way. And I think that's really a lesson here. It's when we put God first, forget about warfare, forget about all the callings. If we just put God first in our life, we already have our feet going forward on the journey that he's called us on.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And so as we're talking about this, and we're going to wrap it up a little bit, but Reese, discernment here doesn't really happen in a bubble, right? Like this is a bigger discussion.
Absolutely. Hours and hours worth of discussion, but just call out to Jesus. The strongest weapon we have is the name of Jesus Christ, can dispel darkness and fear and demons themselves. A scriptural reference for that. And also anecdotal. There's stories upon stories of people who have come through spiritual trials simply by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's, for today, that's enough.
Yeah, absolutely. Like both of these ladies have mentioned, it's something that's bigger than a 25-minute podcast. But, it, you know, this really, if anything, is an invitation to not be afraid of this conversation, but to learn a little bit more and to just continue to walk deeper by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I would encourage you, if you have experienced any spiritual warfare and you haven't always known what that was, please seek someone who's more spiritually mature than yourself, right? We all have those that have been there, done that, and we all have those that maybe we're mentoring. And so find one of your mentors, go to them, share your experience, and ask them to help cover you in prayer and help learn. Also, there are some incredible theologians who've written some great books around this topic. And so if you're just curious to learn more about how this has been impacted, you know, through history and in our current time, I highly recommend that you check out one of those resources. But as Jill was just saying, we don't go this alone, right? And that's my encouragement for you for this session is seek someone, have this conversation with someone, learn more about, you know, is this something that I just haven't seen yet? Or have I walked deep in the trenches of this? And how can I ask someone to walk alongside next to me as I continue to sort this out in my life?
And so as you think about this and we wrap up today, think about your questions. Throw them our way, right? If you're coming to or participating in the retreat, you can tell us about them there. We're actually thinking about a longer series about this topic, maybe. But there's some really good questions out there that we also need to answer. So I mentioned it early in one of our early podcasts, we're learning right alongside you. By no means, as we started this one, we're like, we are not experts. But we are willing. And that is one of the main things that God calls us to be is willing. So I'm going to pass it over to Reese to wrap it up for us today. But again, if we can help you, let us know. If there's anyone else out there you can reach out to, have the conversation. And know that we're all in a different part of this journey.
Yeah. When the light dawns, the boogeyman's gone, right? Or when mom crawls in bed next to us, or dad, you know, the boogeyman is not as scary. And that's how we need to sort of approach spiritual warfare in a simple sense, that we not be afraid because we have Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit, we have each other, and we have the light of truth. And so you have to have the truth to fight against the lies. But we also have prayer, which is the most effective weapon we have. So Holy Spirit, we just thank you that you have placed this gift, this weapon, this armor of prayer in Scripture, that we can call upon you, we can reach out to you to give us clarity of mind and calmness of heart and to take away irrational fear. And Holy Spirit, we know you as comforter. You comfort us when we're troubled. Just encourage us to take the step closer to you and not to do it in fear, even though we know some stuff might come undone. But we know that you have us. We trust you to preserve us all the way to the end, because that's a promise too. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Yours Faithfully, produced by Yours Faithfully Ministries. Interested in having Melissa speak at one of your events, or want to be alerted of one of our future events or podcasts? Connect with us on Facebook. This content is the property of Yours Faithfully Ministries and cannot be used without permission. Music credit goes to Kevin McLeod. Thank you, and until next time, we're Yours Faithfully.